This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1794. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded October 8th, Australia, Bahamas, Bonaire, Brazil, Canada, Canary Islands, Chile, Colombia, Germany, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, Kiribati, Korea North, Marshall Islands, Mexico, Netherlands, Newfoundland, Nigeria, Oman, Sao Tome, Saudi Arabia, South Carolina, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Kim Elliott forwards an interesting obituary from the Melbourne Age of October 1st about Han Tran, H-A-N-H-T-R-A-N. He led quite an interesting life, as evidenced by the headline, Photographer, Artist, Radio Chief, and Trailed by Goofy Red Spies. I suggest you look it up. There's a direct link to it, of course, in the new issue number 15-40 of DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.com. Oh, the point here is to make clear, for a while he was Chief Executive Officer of Radio Australia. With the advent of daylight shifting time in southeastern Australia, Radio Australia has once again shifted many of the ABC programs it carries one real UT hour earlier, as if that were anything but an inconvenience for listeners abroad. I've updated three of the programs which barely qualify for listings in our DX SWL media programs listing. So after making sure it's displaying correctly in UT, I've inspected the current Radio Australia program schedule during the prime morning listening hours in North America, 11 to 14 UT. After hearing something that I wasn't expecting on a Wednesday morning, the one-hour simulcast of ABC Television News, The World, has shifted to 11 UT. From 12 to 13, it's Late Night Live, an excellent interview show with Philip Adams. That's Monday through Thursday. On Fridays, they're still carrying live and local interviews and performances by musicians around the country. And then at 13 to 14 UT, another interview show, Conversations with Richard Feidler. On Saturday and Sunday, it's still more or less as before with Saturday Night Country and Sunday Night, which is a long program of religious discussions. Frequencies remain 9580 aimed right across North America, incidentally, 12085 aimed toward Alaska, and 12065 aimed toward Eastern Asia. And it looks like those will be continuing in the B-15 season. Terry Kruger in Clearwater, Florida, reports on Radio Bahamas. He was listening on October 2nd UT at midnight 9, when 1540 ZNS1 was at near local level. He says the power was full throttle, as they typically do only when tropical cyclones are an immediate threat. Continuous and, as always, excellent live coverage of Cat 4 Hurricane Joaquin, which was then near Long Island. And it was also carried, but with a weaker signal, about 1 second behind on ZNS3, 810 in Freeport. And Terry also found a live video stream. It's original.livestream.com/ZNS Bahamas. The one-time border blaster from Ciudad Juarez, XEROK, has been missing for the last few weeks. I first noticed there was no signal from it in the daytime, when there should have been, as I visited New Mexico. And since I've been back in Oklahoma, I've been trying to hear any trace of it via Skywave at night or around sunrise or sunset, but I do not. This is complicated by the Oklahoma City station, also on 800. But I was able to null it enough to hear something else in Spanish, October 6th at 0143 UT, which turned out to match the programming of Radio Transmundial, PJB on Bonaire, Transworld Radio. So, with XEROK gone, possibly for good, I wish I knew what the situation there is. It should be a lot easier and much of North America to hear PJB, which is in Spanish between midnight 30 and 07 UT, preceded by English and followed by Portuguese. PJB is upgrading from 100 to 450 kilowatts, but with XCROK out of the way, they could still be only 100 kilowatts and easier to identify directly. The distance from Kralendijk to Enid is just over 4 megameters. Or should I say megameters? In Pleiades, Acker Peterson in Denmark reports Radio Brasil Central in Goiânia, 20 hertz above 4985, October 3rd at 0220. I think it's been inactive on the 60-meter frequency, although in North America it's hard to pull it past all the utility interference, but he did parallel it to 11815, which is more easily heard here, although for him the signal was not as strong. In the CIDX Messenger for October, Chris Lobdell in Massachusetts says a few months ago, we received a press release about a new station, Magic 6205, which would begin broadcasting later in the year from Europe. I'm happy to say, as of September 29th, they are on the air, currently testing relaying the audio of Horizon FM in the Canary Islands. According to info on their website, magic6205.com, they have a 1.6 kilowatt transmitter on 6205 and a 3-element Yagi on 15700 kilohertz. They're looking to rent airtime on other stations as well, playing classic hits from the past 40 years. Although not mentioned, for obvious reasons, the transmitter is believed to be in Ireland. And he reports hearing it September 29th into 30th between 2321 and past 0140 UT on 6205. There's also live streaming available via their website. And Chris Lobdell is also now doing his free radio scene on the International Radio Report from CKUT. Like he used to do, making up a considerable fragment of the defunct DXing with Cumbre. That's Sundays at 1430 UT on Montreal 90.3, and also streaming from CKUT.ca and available on demand. From Claudio Galas in Chile on the Condish list, new info about the pirate in Chile known as RCW, Radio Compañía Worldwide. And I've yet to be informed of any receptions of it in North America, but it would seem to be a worthy target. He heard it October 5th at 2255 on 6925 AM. Music and ID. There was quite a bit of noise on the frequency. I've also been testing again on frequencies in the middle of the 7 megahertz band. He's quoting report by Jorge Zuniga in the metropolitan region of Chile as of October 6th, heard at midnight 22 on 6925, at midnight 33 on 7550, and at 0128 on 7565, all in the AM mode with pretty good signals that close to the station. He thinks they may be changing their schedule to those frequencies. As we reported before, Colombia's La Voz de Tu Conciencia reactivated in September, just above 6010. And now its sibling station, Al Caravan Radio, has also reactivated from 20 to 50 hertz above 5910. I first heard it October 2nd at 0144. They play lots of nice South American music, more music than talk, unlike on 6010. They are on the air in the evenings, sometimes not heard. It's still irregular. The time not to listen is between 03 and 05, when there's co-channel interference from Japan via France, and weekdays from 5:43 to 6 UT, when TWR is on the air to Poland via Austria. Otherwise, it's a clear frequency. Although their Wednesday repeats have been suspended, we're pleased to see confirmation that World of Radio is still airing on Hamburger Local Radio Saturdays, 7265, compatible USB. In Pleiades, Uwe Zennewald reports hearing us on October 3rd at 0630. with a sufficient signal. On Saturday the 3rd at 14:30, Hacker Peterson in Denmark was also hearing World of Radio, but it says the transmitter suddenly went off at 14:48. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany tells us that on 28 September, Antenna Saar, that's Heusweiler 1179 kHz, and on DAB+, added news in English and Arabic for refugees. Weekdays at 11:55 local time, 09:55 UT, jointly produced by WDR Cologne and RBB Berlin. I continue to enjoy hearing the reactivated RRI Makassar, Sulawesi, Indonesia, slightly below 4750, just about every morning here. Best before 13 UT. On October 1st, it was as good as it has been so far here, a fair signal, mostly with music. The strange thing is, sometimes it's totally in the clear, and other times there is a low audible heterodyne from another station closer to 4750 exactly. That has to be either Bangladesh or China, but I wonder which one is so irregular that you never know whether it will be interfering or not. Marconi Radio International, the low-power station in Italy, keeps us informed about their activities. 30 watts on 11390, meaning that hearing them in North America will be quite a feat. However, as of Sunday, October 4th, they notified us of a frequency change, 11530 varying to 535 between 0830 and 12 UT. It's not clear if they'll be continuing there on or on 11390. Takahito Akabayashi in Tokyo informed us about FM simulcasting in Japan. In 2014, the 76 to 90 megahertz FM band was expanded up to 95 megahertz. The 90 to 95 portion has been assigned for FM simulcasting of commercial AM stations. This is allowed only to complement AM broadcasts. At present, moving from AM to FM is not allowed. And in the new DX Listening Digest, he provides a list of these new stations. Of particular interest is the Inter-FM station, the only multilingual radio station in Tokyo. It's mostly in English, some French, Portuguese, Spanish, Indonesian, Thai, Tagalog, Chinese, and Korean. They've been on 76.1 megahertz, but it's been impossible for foreign tourists to tune with their own radio receivers, starting at 88 megahertz. With the recent drastic increase of foreign visitors to Tokyo, the change of frequency to 89.7, which is within both the Japanese old FM band and the new international band, was planned. They started to broadcast on 89.7 this year on June 30th and began regular broadcasts October 1st and changed their name to Inter-FM 897. They've been broadcasting on both frequencies, but from November will be only on 89.7. The antenna is on the Tokyo Tower. Paul Walker, now in southwest Arkansas, tells us that Radio Kiribati 1440 has just started a live web stream. It's mostly in the local language, Gilbertese, but there are three daily segments in English, which are in the morning at 20 UT, the lunchtime at 01, and the evening broadcast at 06 UT. These are for half an hour or 1 hour only. Here's where you can find the stream expressed entirely numerically, 202.6.120.13:8000/. It's at 64K. David Koenig says the web stream was heard signing off at 10 UT and signing on at 18:55, October 2nd. Via Internet, International Vacuum, FM, AM, and Shortwave, this is World of Radio 1794. Also bringing you the website, worldofradio.com. completely non-commercial, which means we depend on voluntary contributions, which can be made by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, or not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. On October 1st, I discovered that Seabreeze, Shokaze from Japan, about abductions by North Korea, had made another of its periodic, but not necessarily exactly monthly, frequency changes on the 49-meter band. It had been on 5985, colliding with Myanmar, but now it's on 6020 for the 1330 to 1430 UT broadcast. And although this was Thursday, it was so weak I couldn't be positive it was in English, as usual, but it probably was. The repeat at 16 to 17 UT may still be on 5985. The President and First Lady of the Marshall Islands recently visited Enid. Why? Because there is a considerable colony of migrants from there here in Enid. Probably coincidentally, David Koenig of Interval Signals Online reports that the state broadcaster of the Marshall Islands, V7AB, has a live audio stream. He observed it signing on at 18:30 UT and signing off at 11:30 October 2nd and 3rd, programming mostly in local languages except for regular relays of BBC news in English. It's a bit complicated, but here comes the stream URL. And when I say a number, it is a figure in the URL. Radio V7AB Majuro dot listen to myradio.com. Although October is an off month for sporadic ETVDX, I got some on October 5th at 1744 UT. It was in Spanish, and it must have been from Mexico. In fact, it had the star bug of the Canal de las Estrellas Televisa network, too. It might even have been XEW-TV, the flagship in Mexico City itself, which, as far as I know, is still on too in analog. It might be the last to go, while more and more relays of this and all other networks around Mexico are having to switch to digital television on UHF, supposedly to be completed by the end of this year. So you never know whether a catch like this will be the last one ever. As we reported a few weeks ago, the mighty KBC from the Netherlands via Germany was testing a new frequency for its weekly Saturday night broadcast to North America, 7395 instead of 7375. The test was for 1 hour at 23 to midnight UT, and we were wondering why. Richard Langley in New Brunswick got the explanation from Uncle Eric. We have neighbors on 7365 and 7385. In some parts, there's interference. Several listeners are complaining about. If we move to 7395, we only have one station on 7385, and the time would be 1 hour earlier at 23 until 02 UT, that is Saturday into UT Sunday. So I checked October 4th around midnight 45 and found that KBC was only S8, while WHRI on 7385 was 55 over 9. Cuban Jamming and Radio Marti on 7365 added up to only 35 over 9. So KBC was getting mighty squeezed. However, as the hour got later, KBC was getting weaker and WHRI was splattering upon 7375, although there was some intermittent utility pulsing on their chosen new frequency, 7395. In any event, the latest news from Eric van Villigen of the mighty KBC, the last transmission on 7375 at midnight to 03 UT is October 11th. Afterwards, we'll be on 7395, effective October 17th into 18th at 23 until 02 UT. I enjoy picking up the Canadian Coast Guard Marine Weather Broadcast, still active on the 2 MHz band, unlike the U.S. Coast Guard. October 6th at 0117, I was getting marine weather around Newfoundland, on 2598 USB. Thanks to Jari Savolainen in Finland for referring us to the official website with all the information about these broadcasts, not only on medium frequencies, but all frequencies. It turns out that 2598 is VOK, MCTS Labrador, but the transmitter's site is St. Anthony on the island of Newfoundland. This broadcast starts at 0107 UT. The same evening, a bit later, I was getting on the other main frequency, 2749 USB, at 0152. A transition from English to good French, unlike the English-accented version we hear on some of them. She starts out calling Toute Station. 2749 is the frequency around Nova Scotia. And this was VCS at MCTS Halifax, which has two different transmitter sites. Chebogue, I'm not sure if that's pronounced correctly, C-H-E-B-O-G-U-E, which is near Yarmouth, the west end of Nova Scotia, and Sambro, S-I-M-B-R-O, which is near Halifax itself. This broadcast starts at 0140 UT, while a Sambro broadcast starts an hour later. I was pleased to catch Voice of Nigeria in English instead of the expected Hausa language, October 1st at 0605 on 9689.9. Some official was speaking about Boko Haram, addressing his fellow Nigerians, and ending with God bless you all. It turned out this was the president of Nigeria with an Independence Day address. Then they went back into Hausa. Torsten Hallmann of Africa List in Germany has been tracking the Voice of Nigeria English broadcast at 18 UT, which for a while was on 15120 DRM and 9690 on AM, but he heard neither of them on October 1st. At 1830 UT on October 2nd, he found nothing on those two frequencies, but 7255 at least had an empty carrier. Then October 5th, after 18 UT, the 60 Minutes English program was on 7254.9 and not on the other two. You never know what they'll be doing next. Radio Sultanate of Oman, 15140, is scheduled with a one-hour English broadcast at 14 UT. However, occasionally they don't get around to changing back to Arabic after only 1 hour. John Filiozzi in New York on October 2nd was still hearing English at 1535 UT, a solid signal with some fading, and English continued until 1600 when they went back to Arabic. English is a relay of their 24-hour FM service on 90.4, so they could do even more English if they wanted to. In Michigan, Kenneth Vidodziki says they did go back into Arabic promptly at 15 UT the next day, October 3rd. David Koenig tells us that yet another former shortwave station has started streaming. It's the state radio in São Tomé e Príncipe via www.rnstp.st. All the programming listed on their guide and heard until 0830 UT has been in Portuguese. Their medium wave frequency remains 945 kHz, and they're also on FM. On three occasions the past week, and I've not even checked every night, I've been hearing a heterodyne against KOKC 1520 Oklahoma City. It's exactly 1 kHz high from 1521 kHz, and I know it has to be the superpower 2,000 kilowatt transmitter in the northwest corner of Saudi Arabia at Duba, which is on the air only during their night hours and is a good pilot for transatlantic medium wave propagation conditions. If you hear that, check some other 9 kilohertz frequencies. From here, it's over 11 megameters away or 7 kilomiles. Brian Gilbert wonders if Brother Scare has been getting washed out since he's in lowland South Carolina. So far on occasional checks, his broadcasts seem to be continuing, although they may be recordings. One time he gave the date 3 days before. If anyone knows exactly what's going on at the Walterboro compound, please let us know. Here's a U.S. government station in what would seem to be the 31-meter shortwave broadcast band. October 6 at 1308, I was hearing WGY 911 on 9462 USB. Only a brief voice contact, mostly bursts of various digital modes. WGY 911 is at FEMA Region 1 in Maynard, Massachusetts. Looking over the WRMI program schedules, I was surprised to see Global 24 back for 1 hour a week, UT Wednesday at 01:02 on 11580, replacing Radio France International. This was strange because Global 24 had petered out in March, nothing on their Facebook since April, and its own website expired in September. Anyhow, I wouldn't have been able to hear it because of poor propagation, so I asked Jeff White what's going on. He says they were back for a week but disappeared again. I have no more information, I'm afraid. The program was Rick Steves' travel show, and this was on September 23rd only. I wonder if it was the same single episode they ran for weeks and weeks earlier this year. Anyhow, keep an eye on the WRMI schedule in case Global 24 shows up again. I notice on the KVOH program schedule for 9975 that they're running Mutual Radio News at 01, 02, and 03 UT. This caught the attention also of Greg Hardison, who says it's Mutual Radio has sort of been dug up from the dead and propped up on the front porch. The website for this is mutualradionews.com. It links to a rather entertaining affiliates list, including some questionably existent outlets, along with the parent LPFM and Part 15 stations. This one probably is eligible for the network most likely to disappear medallion. The FAQ page says it is not affiliated with the defunct Mutual Broadcasting System or Mutual Radio Networks. This is different, Mutual Radio News, with over 75 stations nationwide, but they don't list KVOH. They don't show any physical address either, so I wonder who is really behind it and where does their news really come from. I'm pleased still to be getting a very weak but identifiable signal on 6220, playing ranchera music. We know from previous research it's WMDB 880 in Nashville, Tennessee, which is buying time on the much more powerful WNQM 1300 in Nashville, which in turn is a mixing product with WWCR 7520, that is 1300 kilohertz above 6220. This is on the air only between midnight and 02 UT approximately, Tuesday through Saturday. I was hearing it October 2nd at 0105 and October 6th just before close down at 0157. On an occasion when KSTP was hardly audible on 1500, October 2nd at 0114, I was hearing some Greek music and Greek talk. That had to be the station in Newport Richey, Florida, WPSO, supposedly a 250-watt daytimer. The propagation outlook from Mulder. Geomagnetic activity expected to reach G1 minor storm levels October 9th. Active levels expected on the 8th, 10th, 17th, 20th, 29th, and 31st. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5 on October 9th. Solar flux rising from 85 October 7th to a peak of 130 on the 16th to 18th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1794.